bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 13th chapter of Job. Have you entered into the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare if you know all this. If I were asked to identify my favorite chapters of the Bible, the 13th chapter of Job would be in the top 10. In that chapter, with words poetic and dramatic, the Lord shows He is in control. Events of the past week show we human beings most definitely are not. That statement is motivated by the deep sea collision which took place between British and French submarines. They had the entire Atlantic in which to maneuver, but they still managed to bump bows. What are the odds? Pretty small, I'd guess. Even so, it happened. But there's more. The week before, 500 miles above Siberia, a Russian and a United States satellite managed to collide. Those satellites had more room to maneuver than did the submarines. Still, they clobbered each other hard enough to leave a cloud of space debris. It doesn't make any difference, high or low. We humans don't know everything which is going on around us, which is just one more reason we need the Lord. The Lord's omniscient eye sees everything, and His omnipotent hand protects us from accidents, pains, bruises, and hurts which we never knew were a threat to us. Divine protection is just one of the many blessings which are appreciated by those who have been given faith in the Savior. When we, by the Holy Spirit's power, are brought to the Christ and adopted into the Father's family, we are given forgiveness, hope, comfort, a friendly face in heaven, and eternal life. That's a comfort when things as diverse as submarines and satellites are bumping into each other. We pray. Dear Father, we humans think we are wise, but we don't even know what is going on around us. I give thanks you keep a watchful eye on me and offer protection and salvation. For your gifts of grace, I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.